no, okay, hang on.
How satisfying was that?
I thought it was a great 90 minutes. What I thought were solid throughout the whole match. I thought some terrific individual performances, but overall, really delighted with the team performance.
From what we've seen from Dean Shields, he's really in the goal trail at the moment.
Yeah, you know, first goal is, you know, a good striker's goal. Gets his wee half yard, uses his backside to nudge your boy in, and good finish. Second goal. Again, similar on the end of things, and the third one was a good finish as well, from a good move down the left-hand side. So he's certainly chipping in with not just a good level of performance, but also some important goals for us.
Is he getting close to the form you envisaged when you brought him?
Yeah, I've said before, and I think, to be fair, if I was going to be fair to Dean and indeed Temps, who played really well today, you know, both of them didn't get the full pre-season through injury, and they've struggled at times this season to maintain a good level of fitness so that we can pick them. They have the injuries here and there, so I don't think there's any doubt that when they are fit and available for selection, that, you know, that they're more than capable of performances that you saw tonight.
Does it mean you've in the quarterfinals,
Alex? No, it's great. I mean, it's just a boost for everybody, because it's obviously the showpiece tournament, it's particularly the final, and we want to give the fans something to look forward to in terms of the draw and the next round, and the boys have deservedly done that tonight.
Is it that type of performance you'll need to replicate if you get
an SPL side? I would think so. You know, I would think, you know, I would be happy if we could replicate that performance in the next round against anybody, you know, because I thought, you know, for the majority of the game, that the lads were really, really good tonight.
Do you think they proved their point? Obviously, Stuffle and Coyle this week, Alison, not the top five.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't think Coyle would have been filming the top five as well. So I don't know. No, I don't think they proved a point. I think they put in a very good level of performance and thoroughly deserved their victory and to get into the next round.
Any preference for the next round?
Home tie. I'll take a home tie. No preference at all, obviously. But if as I say, in cup competitions, all we can really hope for is a home tie, and if we could get that, that would be great.
Do you think this team is capable on their day of beating anyone left in the competition?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't answer that. I think, you know, that level of performance I would be happy with. As I say, playing Emden, I'm not going to say we would beat or win against Emden, because I think obviously Celtic and one or two teams are, particularly Celtic, would be everybody's favourite. You know, Aberdeen, that's obviously a good cup tie coming tomorrow. There's a lot of good teams, really good teams left in the competition. But, you know, we put in a level of performance like that, you know, I would be happy to take my chances against most teams, but that's not necessarily saying you would win all the games, obviously.
Seen the flip side of that? Do you think a lot of kind of
championship
managers are looking
at the Rangers and quite a thing? No, I don't really know. But I think everybody, you know, most of the managers would say they wouldn't want Celtic, to be honest with you. Because Celtic would be everybody's favourite. All I've said all along, I think we've got a team now that is probably, you know, a competent top flight team that would be capable of doing all right in the top flight. No better than that, no worse than that, I don't think. So that's where I see us at the moment.
Alan,
competent
to release a statement tonight about more rumours, you know, from a blogger. Have you seen Graham Wallace? Is all this stuff unfounded as far as you can see?
Yeah, absolutely. I spoke to Graham today, not in great length about that, but he did say that we're issuing a statement, because, I don't read blogs and things like that. I'm not that well informed and that kind of social network sites and all that stuff. So I don't know anything about it, but obviously I have been reassured by the chief executive that, you know, and he just confirms there is a lot of nonsense, as we know, written by certain parties, and my understanding is that you know, these are all untrue, completely untrue.
Okay.
Does most of these yellow card mean, does that rule them out of anything? Do you know if that's got any repercussions at all?
I've no idea. You just want to finish this in a downer, don't you? No, I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know. I've got no idea. I think it's obviously a cup competition. I'm not sure. I need to check it.
Okay.
Was he a wee bit silly towards the end of the game? Most nearly getting the yellow and then...
I didn't see. Obviously, the yellow's disappointing, but I think if I was going to cut Mosney a bit of slack, I think Temps, who I thought was absolutely terrific tonight, gave the ball away in an area that we probably shouldn't and put us under a little bit of undue pressure at that particular stage in the game. Now, listen, guys, I thought our team were absolutely terrific tonight, and I thought a lot of the good stuff came from our two centre backs, who were really, really solid.
Okay.
Thanks very much, guys. Thank you.